Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of ACT English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Pian Pian.
So, Pian Pian, recently there's been a discussion online talking about a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm. What are they talking about?
So, the discussion was about a bride、mm-hmm. who charged $75 to her guests for their dinner at her wedding.
哇哦，新娘让参加婚宴的客人们每人交75美金。A bride charged $75 to her guest. 这事儿呢，在西方的社交媒体上引发了热议。
So it really went viral. It was very trending.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? 咋回事啊？
So basically, this couple received a wedding invitation. And once they responded, they received an invoice.For a request for $150 to cover the dinner for two people. So making it $75 per person.
Wow. 首先呢是一对夫妻然后收到一个 a wedding invitation. 他们回复之后呢接着就收到了 an invoice mail. Invoice 就指发票的意思就是收到了一个发票邮件然后要求这对夫妻呢要交150美金 to cover the dinner for two, 支付两个人在婚宴上的饭钱。这个婚礼是 destination wedding 吗？是旅行婚礼吗？
No, so actually to clarify, this is not a destination wedding.
可能很多人不明白西方人的这个 destination wedding 是什么。
So, a destination wedding is when you travel to a different place for a wedding.Mm-hmm. And in this case, sometimes the guests will be asked to cover some costs.
Mm-hmm. 在西方呢，这个 a destination wedding 非常流行。那这个 destination 是目的地，对吧？也就是说，把亲朋好友呢、mm. 都聚集到一个地方，比如说夏威夷呀、百慕大呀、牙买加啊等等。那在这里举行婚礼哈，这种 destination wedding 不同于传统的那种 wedding at home， 然后出席婚礼的这个亲朋呢。是需要这个 cover some costs, 要支付一定费用的、mm. 对吧
Yeah, so this makes sense because there are definitely traveling costs, hotel、mm-hmm. costs, etc.
Absolutely. 这种呢还比较说得过去哈如果是参加这种 a destination wedding 的话因为里面要去旅行啊然后要住店啊、mm. 对不对所以如果让出席婚礼的这个亲朋们去交一定费用的话还是 make sense. 但是如果这个 wedding at home 的话、mm. 要客人支付饭钱 it's a bummer.
Yeah, and also, I mean, $75 per person is not a cheap dinner.
That's true. 人均75美金、yeah. 哈75美金 $70 per person、mm. 也的确不便宜哈那网友都是怎么说的呢
So let's look at what people are saying about this.
Okay.
Someone actually said that it's becoming common to charge guests at your wedding.
有人说这种事情已经很普遍了 It is becoming common to charge guests、mm. at your wedding、啊、真的吗
Yeah, some people actually choose to charge guests to cover certain costs of the wedding instead of asking for gifts、
嗯、在中国呢咱们参加婚礼都是要包红包的具体多少呢在中国其实是有一个约定俗成的一个规则的那在西方呢你去参加婚礼以前新郎新娘呢通常会有一个单子然后告诉你他们需要什么样的礼物你去参加婚礼的时候呢不用带钱但是带着他们列出的礼物即可、
mm, Yeah, so instead of asking for gifts some people they choose to charge guests to cover certain costs of the wedding、
嗯、那这个网友是什么意思呢他是觉得这个 charging guests 合适吗
SoShe does say that she thinks it is rude because、mm-hmm. some people feel like,、you know, family, they have to, they're obliged to attend.、
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, people shouldn't have to pay to attend a wedding.、
Mm-hmm. 这里有一个词特别好啊叫 feel obliged, 就是必须有义务去做 feel obliged、mm. to do something.
Yeah, so their family feel obliged to attend the wedding, which means they feel like they have to because they're family, so they're supposed to go.
Yeah, 所以西方网友应该也会觉得参加这样的婚礼像是去吃自助餐一样哈 like eating at a buffet.
Yeah, well, so you know, actually some other people are also saying that they have been inviting to weddings like this where you have to pay for your own plate.
Pay for your own plate. 这就是吃自助餐嘛、right? Eating at a buffet.
Yeah.
那西方的这个请柬当中呢，通常都会标明四个大写字母，就是 RSVP, right?
Yes, so RSVP is a French expression, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So in French, it's répondez s'il vous plaît.
Hmm.
And this literally means respond if you please, or just please respond.
就是 RSVP, 就是敬请回复。那收费通知呢、我觉得是要看是写在请柬里还是 after you RSVP'd.
Yeah, so actually someone said that in this case, they think it's horrible、to ask someone to pay after they've RSVP'd.
Absolutely. 请柬里面应该写清楚的哈。
So yeah, like they should maybe mention it in the invitation, that people will have to pay. And like this, if people already RSVP'd, they can't use any other excuses, you know, that means they kind of have to pay. But if they decide not to pay, they can just say no, you know, if that's clearly mentioned.
那就尴尬了哈。If people already RSVP'd, yes. 回复说去的话呢一看要收饭钱 They don't have any other excuse they can use.
Yeah, exactly.
说不去就没借口了哈。那西方还有其他的这种情况吗 Are there some other scenarios? 就是客人被迫交钱参加婚礼之类的
Yeah, so actually in the comments, in the discussions online,、some people mentioned some other scenarios where they were asked to pay for a wedding.、So for example,One person said that she was invited to a bridal shower, which had a donation of $25 to help with the costs. But she's also saying she definitely also was expected to bring a gift on top of that.
Wow, 就有点过分哈。就有人就说了被邀请去参加 a bridal shower. Bridal shower 就是准新娘派对。就是新娘结婚之前呢告别单身派对对吧。然后就被告知呢。每个人要带一个 a donation of $25, 就是25美金的一个捐助 to help the costs. 而且呢、你还得额外 bring a gift, 还得带个礼物。
Yeah, so some people don't really appreciate that, you know, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
So actually, also another person says that they received an invite on Facebook,which included a link to PayPal,requesting $100 to pay for their meal. And there was also a child discount, which was half price.
好周到啊明码标价。所以呢就有人说了哎我还收到过 an invite on Facebook, 里面包含着一个 link to PayPal, PayPal 的支付链接然后是$100 to pay for their meal. 然后、而且还包含着一个儿童价 the child discount.Was half price, 儿童半价。This is intense. 其实婚礼可以学习我们中国呀，大家都包红包，就像是一种 donation, 然后帮助新人建立新家庭，然后新人呢可以 buy anything they need with the money.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that makes sense. And that's definitely something some couples do as well. They just suggest a monetary donation. No need to give anything, just money for them is okay.
是吧西方已经有人开始这样做了 A monetary donation 就是金钱捐赠就跟我们包红包其实一个类型的哈
Yeah, so actually one person in the discussions did say that their cousin simply sent an invitation card、and mentioned that they didn't expect gifts、but if guests wanted to make a bank transfer or put some cash in an envelope、they'll have a boxthat they would use、this money to pay for part of the wedding and also some house renovations.
对不要礼物那客人呢可以 make a bank transfer, 就是通过银行转账或者说 put some cash in the envelope box. 这样呢就是新人可以 use it to pay for part of the wedding, 还可以 pay for some house renovation, 就是修缮一下房子这样就很实际哈。
Yeah, I think it's good because, you know, there are no obligations.、So it's not expected. People don't have to do it. It's just a suggestion.
那纯属自愿 no obligations. 那客人呢也觉得没有压力哈 It wasn't expected, just suggested.
Yeah, and I really think this is good to do because money is always good. Like this, the couple, they can decide to do what they want with it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. So now let's look at another very extreme scenario. This one is pretty crazy, in my opinion.
那好，我们来看另外一个 very extreme scenario, 非常极端的一个现象是什么呢？
Okay, ready?
Go!
So this person is saying that a very demanding bride, she sent a list to all her guests saying that they had to buy outfits in pastel tones.
Wow.
And the wedding gift had to be of a certain minimum monetary value.
Crazy.
And then in her wedding registry,she mentioned which specific brands she wanted for the things.
Wow. This is insane. 好疯狂啊。
Yeah.
所以呢 so she is demanding and crazy. 那么这位 demanding bride, 就是要求超级高的这个新娘呢直接给客人发了一个 list, 就是所有人都要买一件柔和色调的这种 outfit, 然后穿着才能来参加他的婚礼。而且呢客人送的礼物呢不能低于什么价格。The wedding gift had to be of a certain minimum monetary value. 而且呢他的这个 wedding registry 里面也说明了他想要的 specific brands, 就是我想要的这个礼物具体是什么品牌的都给你标好了。
嗯嗯。
可能很多人不太了解这个西方婚礼里面有一个特别重要的东西叫做 wedding registry.
Yes, so actually a wedding registry is where a couple, they make a list of the gift suggestions to their guests.
那收到请柬的人们看到这些 demands, 看到这些要求之后是什么反应呢？
So, of course, many guests were confused when they saw the demands, which is really, really intense.
Yeah, 直接拒绝不去参加。
Yes, a lot of people actually did decline the invitation, apparently.
Declined the invitation, 就是直接拒绝了哈。其实我觉得婚礼就是一个 ceremony, 重要的是经营婚姻哈。所以干嘛在这个婚礼这件事情上这么较真呢?
Yeah, and you know, one person, I think, made a really good comment that I think it's very good to sum up this topic, and it's very, very true.
那我们呢,就用西方的一位网友的留言作为今天节目的总结。
So this person says,I do not understand this. No one forces you to have a huge wedding, and most guests will give gifts.
Yeah.
Why not have a wedding you can afford and then take all the cash you get and use it to offset the costs afterwards?
对啊，办婚礼量力而行就可以啊。
Yeah, it's true. Why throw a wedding you cannot afford? And if a couple, they want a big wedding with very high standards, perhaps they could just save up for it in another way than having their guests pay.
Yeah, 如果非得想要一个大婚礼的话，那就 save up for it. 就是你攒钱就好了，是不是？而不是 having their guests pay. 不应该让他的客人为他的这个 huge wedding 去买单哈。
Yeah, it's a time to just celebrate love, right? There's no need to.
没有必要去虚荣吗？
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, I mean, definitely we are very curious to know what did you guys think about this? Leave us a comment below.
Yeah, 我们非常好奇我们中国的朋友们会怎么看待西方的这种现象呢？快留言告诉我们哦。
We look forward to your comments. So, see you next time. This is Mei Li.
This is 翩翩. Bye.
Bye. A job to keep my